This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Woo! Hey, it's Hey Riddle Riddle.
Yeah.
Oh yeah! Woo! Oh, energy.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh boy.
Oh man. Hey Riddle Riddle.
Hey, this is a new episode of Hey Riddle Riddle. This is the earliest we've ever recorded.
Oh, they're gonna know. Yeah, you have to say it. They're gonna know.
I'm Dr. Mornings.
I'm Grandpa Mid Afternoon.
And I'm Aaron Napping.
Mm-hmm. And
guys, this is a real first, just for everyone listening to this. Now, I know a lot of people tend to listen as soon as it comes out, and it comes out at, like, you know, midnight Central Time or 1 o'clock Central Time. But this is the earliest we have ever recorded. Now, I want you to think about what you think that means in your mind, because it is 11:30. It is 11:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Some of us have been up for hours, and some of us have been up for mere minutes, mere moments. We've been awake.
I got up 15
last night
minutes ago.
Was like, can you guys call me to make sure I'm awake? I was like, hell yeah.
I was truly embarrassed, where I text and I'm like, hey, this is a little embarrassing. I'm an adult, but we're all friends here. Can someone please call me to make sure I'm up?
Adel was treating a recording at 11:30 in the morning like your dad is like, look, the plane leaves at 6:15 a.m. So we're out of bed at 5. We're in the car at 5:25.
That's way too late to leave.
We live right next to the
airport. At 6:50. Oh, okay.
You're calling me an airport
dad?
Sorry,
I didn't know that.
Adel, your airport dad.
Aw, thank you. All right, kids, are your bags packed? Does anybody have to pee? Last chance.
I peed in my bag.
I have a question. So obviously, I have like a specific memory of that. But do you guys have memories like of childhood or adulthood, like waking up super early for a thing?
Oh yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I remember doing in high school. I did speech and debate, and we would often have to leave on the bus for a meet at like 6:45, and that's actually when I started drinking like cappuccinos and anything with caffeine. Mm-hmm. Was I was just like, I don't know if this works, but I've seen adults on TV do it, and so I'm gonna try this. But that was hell. Mornings are hell. Hell is other people and mornings.
Thank you, Garfield.
So I never want to be on the NBC. What is that? Good Morning America.
Yeah.
Mm.
For me, well, I've talked about this on the show before, but I had zero period, which was like the period before first period in high school. And so you'd have to wake up so early. And I regularly remember like it knowing that I had like 5 minutes to take a shower, like, and that was going to wake me up, and yeah, regularly falling asleep in the shower, standing up. Well, and then my brother like knocking on the door, like, we got to go. And I'm like, I'm awake. Let's do this.
I love school.
I love school. I love marching band. Let's get on it.
I think what we put kids through physically in terms of their schedules is absolute batshit insane. It's crazy. I would just be like a 15-year-old girl walking into school early for like a music group, like an all-girl choir. It's like 6 a.m. I'm walking with my math binder trying to study on the way into school with my snow boots, sobbing, openly crying, not caring who's seeing me cry. Just sobbing, one girl in snow boots sobbing over a math binder.
I would also like to say what I put kids nowadays through physically with my obstacle courses, I should be stopped. Someone, the law, they should be a law against me making kids go through
their survivors not going to hire you. I'm going to need you to say that mantra every morning.
GPC, I think it's on them. They have to find those flags.
They're yeah, they have well to find them. Well, otherwise they don't get to play my little game. And if you don't play my little game, then you can't win and you certainly won't survive.
And you're Mark Winters?
You guys, I ate so many chips last night, and now my face is puffy, and no one's allowed to make eye contact with me until the end of the episode, okay?
Why do chips make your face puffy?
Is it the salt?
I think it's the salt.
Puppy. Is your face puffy?
Well, I have like a rash on my neck, and my face is super puffy from the salt, so.
Aaron, is your face puffy? Here, girl.
Is it a happy, happy dog? I'm just a happy dog.
Eating a chip that makes your face puppy, it sounds like some Harry Potter shit. That sounds like Apologies potion. Oh my god, they would sell that at the whatever that joke shop was in Hogwarts. It's like Apologies popcorn or Apologies potato chips.
The joke shop Cervantes's, right?
Isn't that Don Quixote?
Yeah, they would go into like the pet shop next door, take a bunch of hair, and then put it in the candy.
This is what happens when we record too early.
Yeah, that's true. We absolutely fuck ourselves over. We start doing Harry Potter fanfic. We talk about puffy potato faces.
We're gonna move on, but I just have to declare it. I could never be a farmer.
I don't know, Adel. One look at the way that you dress, my mind screams, this guy could, should, would, and needs to be a farmer.
I could be like a night farmer, but I went to school.
Oh my God.
I went to grade school, high school, and college with people who were like farmers.
Uh-huh.
And they'd be like sitting in class and they'd be like, hey, I've been up since 4. I had to like, you know, kiss the chickens or whatever they do.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what is your life that you are able to get up this early and function and be like physically active?
Adel, I have an image in my head. You're a farmer. It's like 5 in the morning. You're wearing your glasses but still squinting, and you're milking a cow with one hand. Just like when your heart really isn't in it.
Milking a cow with one hand. Ooh, trick shot.
I have an image of Adel in this AU where he's the night farmer, where people are like, you heard about the Rafi farm? Oh, yeah, the night farmer. How's it going? Well, his farm's bankrupt. He fucking immediately tripped as he was walking through his fields. He stepped on a rake and died, and nothing grew. You're like the guy who's like, I got to figure it out. I'll just farm it all at night.
That's going to be my superhero character, Night Farmer. I just kill crops.
You're getting way more hurt than all the other farmers.
I will say, we're now that we're moving into, I guess this is our first episode of December, and until the 21st of December, which is my brother's birthday, that's the shortest day of the year. The sun is setting now at like 4:20 or 4:19 or something, which is fucking bonkers to me. But it's because of daylight savings time. Otherwise, it would be setting at 5. I would much rather have a little light at the end of the day than the light at the beginning of the day. I fucking hate daylight savings time, and it's archaic. It's just for farmers. And there's like 6 farmers left, and they're all named Monsanto.
We didn't mean to come out as such anti-farmer people.
No, farmers, we love you. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum. My great-grandma was a farmer. It's all good.
No, there are no JPC, farmers anymore. Just JPC. To be clear, it's one company. It's one company that rents you seeds. And then when your farm fails, they're like, oh, tough fucks, fuck knuckle. And then
this is a disaster.
Getting paid not to grow. What are you, Olympic gymnast?
It's like being like, hey, we're not anti-ghost on this podcast. There are no ghosts. It doesn't matter.
JPC, it sounds like what you want is not daylight savings. It sounds like what you want, my man, is daylight checkings. So you're going to want to take all your sunshine, you're going to take that out of your savings and put it in your checking account. Does that make sense?
I want a high yield daylight savings account. Low risk.
All right, but
I want to blow up the sun. I want to fucking destroy the sun.
Who am I, Adel? Who am I? On December 20-something, it's going to be the shortest day of the year. I am a day scientist.
What, are you
Winston Churchill?
I can't do this. It turns out I can't do this before 4 p.m.
Before the window passes, can I just say, I think, JPC, you said high yield. Can we just say that the night farmer's catchphrase is yield?
Yield. Trips on a plow. Yield.
So who's our thing?
I am the thing today. I'll be early morning puddles today. I'm the best equipped at it.
Can we just at this point just insert episode like 3 or 4 here, and then no one will know?
Well, we are going to do some riddle submissions from fans that sent us riddle submissions back in like 2018 today. Ooh. So we are essentially doing things from, you know, the very early episodes. So yes.
What you're saying is essentially we're time traveling?
It's way too early for Adel. Adel's brain, it's scrambled eggs. It's completely broken. He has no concept of what's going on.
Casey, is there a button you can press to add energy post-production?
Yeah, just take Adel's track, speed it up like 1.5. It'll throw the whole podcast out of line, but it'll make Adel sound really energetic.
I just don't understand, Casey. It's 2020. There has to be an energy button. Just make it fucking work. Make it so. Make it so. That's what my catchphrase is if I'm Captain Picard. Make it so.
So this is a riddle that is coming to us from David. I believe that this is an original riddle that that David is submitting. I'm sorry. This is from a book of riddles that that David purchased. And this is their favorite riddle from the book. So
that changed course pretty quick. From original to store bought.
It's wild because in 2018, I don't think we were getting a ton of original riddles because we weren't asking for them yet. But this is one, you know, that I've never heard before. So I think that in my mind, it qualifies as original just because we've heard everything at least 3 times now. Here we go. With 12 eggs on order, the cook sat and thought, one at a time, if I like it or not. With 3 in the freezer and 3 in the pot, 3 in each hand, neither too cold nor hot. The first 2 were airy, so he remembers. The last 2 both burnt up and ended in embers.
Sorry,
the question is...
Quick power nap.
The question is...
I'll take them over easy.
No. You want 12 over easy eggs, you fucking monster.
I'm a Rocky.
You are going to die of potassium poisoning.
I'm an Olympic swimmer, and I need all the eggs.
Did you just say limbic?
Olympic swimmers.
My name is Egg Luganis, and I'm an Olympic swimmer.
I truly, when I threw out, can everybody do 11? I thought this is just going to be a normal recording. I had no concept that everyone's brains were going to be on melt.
Guys, it must be early if nobody laughed at my Egg Luganis joke.
I said, wow. I went a step past laughter.
Don't worry. We're going to get hundreds of comments of, how could you guys have not given Egg Luganis its
No. We'll get thousands of comments saying, I had to Google Egg Luganis. Who is this?
So the question is, what are the eggs? With 12 eggs on order, the cook sat and thought, one at a time if I like it or not. With 3 in the freezer and 3 in the pot, 3 in each hand, neither too cold nor hot. The first 2 were airy, so he remembers. The last 2 both burnt up and ended in embers. What are the eggs?
Dragon eggs? If you end up in embers, they must be dragon eggs.
No, it's not really a good guess, but it is a guess, I will say.
Which I have to say, before Skyrim, Dragon Egg was a really great PS4 game.
Oh yeah, I love the Elder Scrolls game.
Dragon Egg Origins, yeah.
Are they the eggs that you can find in a uterus?
No, they're not human eggs.
Fish eggs.
And I should say, when I say what are the eggs, like eggs are in quote because the eggs aren't actual eggs. The eggs are a metaphor for something else.
Oh, okay. Cadbury eggs.
Guys, can you believe that I have eggs?
Aaron,
yeah, inside me just all the time. It's fucking weird, right?
That's wild.
What the fuck? That's crazy and kind of gross, but kind of awesome.
It's the strongest case that we have for women being lizard people.
No, that's not the strongest case we have.
Hillary's a lizard person, I'm like, well, you're not wrong. There is one piece of evidence who suggests.
She's always laying on that rock.
Oh my God, you guys, I would be such a good lizard. If you ever decide to adopt me as one of your pets, listeners, I want a lizard habitat. Just like a nice heat lamp and give me a rock.
Give you a little terrarium?
Yeah, I need a little terrarium.
I don't think I'd be a very good lizard. I just don't, I don't like, you know what? I do like laying in the sun. That is very nice. Mm-hmm. If I go to the beach or like a pool or something, I'd barely get in the water. Just put me out in the sun.
Although I do have to say, if you're a lizard, they don't call it laying in the sun. They call it basking. Can you handle that?
Yeah, I think I wouldn't mind that. Basking makes me think of ice cream, so I'd be like basking in Robbins.
Basking makes me, for whatever reason, think of when you sell tickets outside of a game.
Scalping?
Mm-hmm. Busking?
Mm-hmm. It's a combo of all those things.
Uh-huh.
All right, the eggs are a metaphor for baseballs.
I love the idea of like, do you want these two courtside tickets? They're $800 a piece. And then also, can I have some spare change? It's like, wait a second. You have $1,600 in tickets. Why are you busking?
Busking is like, hey, you, come and see the show. Like, get in here to see the show.
I thought busking was like if someone has like a guitar case open and they're playing a song hoping for spare change, or they're performing some sort of act for money on the street, right? I thought that was busking. But busking is like come one, come all.
Did you ever have to busk like outside of an improv show to like get people on the street to come inside?
No, but it is 2010s, so I did busk online. I did a lot of come one, come all, please come to my improv show. It's just Wet Buzz performing for Wet Buzz every week, and we'd love to have an audience member or two.
I can't remember what the show was at I.O., but there were like four people in the audience, and they're like, look, we're not going to do the show unless there's five people. And then someone was like, does anyone want to go out on the street in Wrigleyville and be like, come and see the show? And everyone was like, no, I think I'd rather die. I think I'd rather just like die than do that.
Come one, come all is also my equal opportunity porn. So there's something about eggs. There's two in the freezer.
That should just be porn. Why is it that it has to be a special kind of porn for everyone to come? Huh? Unbelievable.
Aaron, I don't make the rules.
Well, okay, first of all,
I just break them, baby.
I put on lipstick I found by my computer, and now I'm confident again. So welcome back, everyone. I'm back. I got eggs, and I'm angry.
This is porn. Not everyone can come. Some people have to, Mike, just hold the boom mic. Some people just have to hold the boom mic, okay? They can't participate. No buts.
But I want a butt.
No. You could busk on your own time.
Janine, your craft services. We're going to need you not to come today.
It's actually, Janine, vital that you don't come. People are depending on these bagels being
Oh, God. Oh. I think I just blacked out.
Whatever. It's a bad show. We'll edit most of this show out.
I'm going to need a new crew, okay? The porn I'm making is too good, and my sets are a mess.
Porn's too good.
We have to solve at least one riddle.
I can't breathe, Adel. How am I supposed to solve what eggs are?
Okay, so, the eggs are a metaphor for something else. I will say there are... The important parts here, there are 12 of them. With 12 eggs on order, the cook sat and thought, one at a time, I like it or not. So there can only be one of these at a time.
Yeah, baby, I like it or not.
Chess.
I like it
No,
or
it's not,
not
chess. I like this clue for the riddle. The last two both burnt up and ended in embers. Mm-hmm. Because I think if I can identify what these 12 things are, that might be one of the easiest ways to identify it.
So I'm
stars,
thinking of things
planets.
I'm thinking of things that come in 12s.
Yes.
And the only thing I can think of are eggs and then Steve Martin's children in the movies.
Cheaper by the dozen. Yeah. Amen to that. Okay. But no, you know, there's another very famous thing that comes in 12s.
Oh, okay.
That is sorted by 12s, no?
What comes in 12?
So,
donuts.
So,
months.
So you, months. Aaron,
oh.
Yes. The answer is the 12 months come one at a time. There are three winter months that are cold and three summer months that are hot and three that are in between, mild, or six that are in between. The first two months end in airy, January and February. First two are airy. And the last two end in ember, November, December.
Can you believe I got that?
So here's the reason.
That's amazing, Aaron.
If I could just make an excuse for myself.
Yes, everyone gets one.
I've lived in Illinois. I've lived in Chicago since like 2005, maybe.
Okay, brag. You're old.
So, all my eggs, 11 of my eggs are frozen. And then one is like chilly.
Yeah, it snowed here. It snowed here the day before Halloween. So, you know, fuck off that riddle. No, but thank you so much for sending it.
That's a great riddle.
This next one, yeah, I really like that one. This next one comes from Robin. And Robin puts her name in parentheses as Susie. Remember when we used to do that?
Oh, yeah. I see what's going on here. A riddle about eggs, a riddle about robins. This is all morning riddles.
Yes.
I see what's going on. Next one will be about coffee.
The next one is submitted from coffee. Yes, this one is from Robin. Now, Robin submitted several riddles, and unfortunately, we have done a few of them, so we are only going to do the one that Robin submitted that we haven't done, and this is kind of in the framing of a whodunit. Also, when Robin submitted these, and her email said, some Ridleys and Puzzles. So this was early on, I think, of the show
where
we hadn't really come up with Ridleys and Puzzles yet. Oh, I'm sorry. So this is a whodunit. A woman finds out that there has been a fire in her home. The fire was put out extremely quickly and causes only minimal damage. However, once the woman hears about the situation, she becomes furious. Why is she so angry?
Someone lit her favorite candle. The fire was a match.
That is a good guess. No, it was an actual house fire. This is a house fire that, like,
so it's not in the fireplace.
Nope, it was not in the fireplace. It was a house fire.
But she was furious. So mm-hmm.
She was furious when she heard about how quickly it was put out. Specifically,
she had hired someone to burn down her house.
That's a really good guess, Aaron. That's a really good guess. But the answer to this one is it is not. It is not that. Let's assume for the answer to this that the fire was unintentional and was just like a house fire that started because of whatever the stove
TBC,
or something.
TBC, why
like that.
Is this sounding awfully familiar coming from you? Let's just say that it was unintentional.
Let's
and
just
I,
say,
there's no
I'm
one
so
set
sorry.
A fire
Let's
on
just
purpose.
Say I'm sorry. Here's
there's pending litigation, so I can't say more about this riddle.
Here's the answer. The woman was David Byrne. She was recording the song Burning Down the House. He put it out too soon and he wasn't happy with how it sounded.
Yeah, he put out the album too soon. He wasn't happy with the mix. It was David Byrne's.
His sound engineer forgot to hit the energy button. He sounded
terrible. I love that. I love that answer for you. But I got to say, if I could give you some advice, stop making sense.
That's also what a busker says. How much did you make? $47. How much did you make? 4 cents. Stop making sense.
All right. Here's a hint. Nobody was hurt. She's not angry for any reasons about like insurance or anything like
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm.
And the fire was indeed caused accidentally. Those are all hints that Robin provides.
Was it Mrs. Doubtfire?
Oh no!
And she's getting hot flashes?
No,
she
not
used
Mrs.
her
Doubtfire.
Favorite. They used her favorite curtains to put out the fire.
No. So here's the thing. The fire was put out extremely quickly and only caused minimal damage. And when she hears about that, she becomes furious. So I guess the operative thing here is that why would someone be furious that a unintentional house fire was put out so quickly?
Boy.
That means someone was in her house or?
You're on the right track, I think, with someone in her house, yes.
Like it got called so quickly because someone was breaking in and they called.
All right, I want to see a scene. I want to see a scene.
To slow down so the scene wouldn't happen.
Oh, yeah, we do scenes on this.
We do scenes here. Aaron, here's what's going to happen. You are breaking into a house. You're breaking into Adel's house to steal whatever's in the house. Upon breaking in, you realize that, like, it's messy in here. It's, like, not clean. The organization's all off. So
stop
you
describing
decide,
my house.
Yep. So you decide to clean the house. And Adel, you're going to be waking up in the next morning while the burglar is still cleaning your house.
That doesn't sound like me.
Yep. And I'm in. Fuck. What the fuck? Ew. Okay. I guess Adel just buys every book. Does he even fucking read these? Jesus. Oh my God, there's a global pandemic. Why does he have so many board games? Oh, they're all unopened. Oh God,
Hey, what's going on here? Why are you shuffling through my coasters?
You're dreaming. I'm not here.
Put down my 500-page coasters.
Oh my God.
Wait, I'm dreaming?
Mm-hmm.
Are you the ghost of something something?
You don't recognize me? It's Aaron. Fuck,
who?
Why did I say that? No, nothing. In your dream, I organize and give away some of the things that you've bought.
Oh, okay.
Do you really need all this chunt fan art? Why do you dress like a skunk at live shows? I'll throw this in the garbage.
I guess because they don't make badger costumes that aren't Wisconsin mascots.
God, do you need 11,000 tiki drink cookbooks?
Well, they're not cookbooks.
Well, you have the regular, like, what is it called? What's a cookbook for drinks?
It's my dream. Shouldn't I know this? Shouldn't all the characters in my dream know what I know?
No.
Wait, I'm not dreaming, am I?
You are. If you were dreaming, could I do this? Ooh.
You're just clapping your hands.
Ooh.
Okay. Oh, but to a beat. Did you eat chips last night?
I did, and can you tell I'm puffy in my face?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your face is puffy.
Well, can I
I'm
going
to go back
house?
To bed. Sure, yeah.
Seat,
knock yourself
seat,
out.
Seat. I asked nice. You guys to do a scene, and I did not get what I asked for.
nice. It feels good to do some character work early on.
Okay, but you still have not solved this riddle. It
I
is
was
not
about
someone...
to start redecorating.
It is not someone
I think this could be an accent wall. All right, who...
I am
who,
a wow.
What is it, JBC? I think I give up.
I want to see a... Sorry, I want to see a scene. This is going to be a quick scene. Aaron, you're painting your house, and you come across a accent wall, which, of course, is a wall with an accent, played by JPC, and he's just trying to talk you out of being painted.
All right, I have Eggshell White by Benjamin Moore, and goodbye, weird green accent wall.
Hey, what are you doing with that paint?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God, what the hell?
Exactly. Exactement. What the hell? What are you doing with that paint?
I'm going to paint the wall. It's
going to
be...
No, you're going to... I am a proud, veiled wall. You are not going to be painting me eggshell, what?
Who are the people who lived here before me? This is the weirdest paint choice. It's not even like a cool green color.
They did not have a choice. It doesn't matter who they are. I chose what kind of accent wall I would be, and if you want to ruin me by painting me eggshell white, you will know my wrath.
All right. Okay, great. Here I go. Dip the paint
No, please,
in.
Please, please, I beg of you. Spare me this one injustice in the world. And do not
what will
me.
You do for me? What's in
I'm
it for
a
me?
Wall. What will I do for you? I don't know. I mean, fuck. What can I do? I can impress people at parties. I can... Oh, come on! No! I could have done...
Well, look what we got here.
Ooh,
I'm
hot.
Eggshell white wall.
Ooh, oh, my God. I think I'm going to fall in love with my wall.
Scene?
I would love an accent wall if it actually developed an accent based on what it was painted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Green is French. Okay, you guys... Do you guys both give up for the
yes.
answer for this riddle?
Is the fire... Something that happens anyway, like every day? Like, is this type of fire happening in my house every once in a while?
No. This is not a regular fire. This is indeed a house fire. And if you are having regular house fires in your house, it's maybe time to call a...
Exterminator?
Fire? Yeah, exterminator. A fire exterminator.
Extinguisher, sorry. Is this... Is the house like a dollhouse and she's like recreating like a horror movie or something?
I like
no.
that.
It is not a dollhouse. It is a real house that this woman is living in.
Is the woman Carrie?
No.
Carrie Bradshaw?
Oh, yes. It is. It's Carrie. Yeah, she's living in a house in New York City.
And the
City.
Fire is an STD?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, you guys want the answer?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So the woman is a suspected member of a criminal organization, and her house was being watched by the police. The fire was put out so quickly because an officer who was watching the place saw it and took action. When the woman learns this, she's angry, as now she knows she's under suspicion and that an officer is watching her home.
Okay, fine. I'll allow it. JPC, Adel, mm-hmm, I would like to see mm-hmm, a scene. Mm-hmm. You are two people who are watching a house because you're suspicious of the criminal activity that could be happening in it.
Boy, I hate these stakeouts, huh?
Yeah, these things suck. I hate eating these old cheeseburgers and these... cold fries.
I'm eating a warm burger and warm fries. Why did you specifically ask the restaurant for cold burgers and fries?
Honestly, because I hate what I'm doing and I don't want to associate this thing that I hate doing with
yeah.
good food, because then part of it will be ruined for me. But if I can mm-hmm. always associate this with like unpleasant experience, that's why I've got these pliers right here, and I'm just pulling out leg hair as we do this, because I'm going to associate this terrible experience with all of the terrible experience. I'm actually calling, I'm texting right now, you see with the other hand, old high school girlfriends, and I'm just texting them like, I miss you and I was wrong.
Yeah, so it's like a negative connotation that you want to formulate. It's like a reverse, mm-hmm. Not reverse, but it's like a hellish Pavlovian experiment.
I'm getting flooded with negative sensory experiences right now, and it's completely ruining all of the things that are going on.
Oh, there's a bee in here. Ew, get out of here, bee.
Let me lower the window. Sound effect. Insert sound effect here.
Insert.
Okay, there goes the bee. There goes the bee. Oh, you know what? I'm getting a phone call. Oh, I think. Let me just double check.
Text.
Am I getting a phone call? I am getting a phone call. No, it's not a text. It's a phone call. Give me one second. Hello, this is Brad.
Oh, Brad. I got a text from someone said, I still love you. And I was like, who is this? But I'm sorry. Who? Brad?
Brad Cooper?
Brad Cooper.
Lee Cooper?
Bradley Cooper.
We went to high school together. We dated for 4 days.
We dated for four days.
You spit gum in my hair?
I spit gum in a lot of people's hair. You're going to have to be more specific.
Okay, Brad. It's Brad Cooper. I was a second string chess club. I did water aerobics in my free time.
I was
in the play, but not the school plays, the plays that I would write for myself. Okay,
I was on a terrible date, but now I feel like it's not so bad. Bye.
Well, have a good day. I love you forever. Oh, man. The fact that she didn't remember me.
Who was that? And also, the house burned down.
Oh, my God. Well, that was Cheryl, and the house burnt down, which is also a really negative, experience for me. So this day was kind of a success because it was so bad.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I'll pinch myself while masturbating. So
I'm gonna get out of the car now.
Buzz.
Well, we're gonna do some more riddles, but first, Dr. Morning's here and needs a little bit of a nap. So I'm gonna take a nap, and we'll be right back with more.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. you know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's CLARITIN.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin Clear. JPZ, live Claritin Clear.
Live Claritin Clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever
with,
you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product, so that's. Are razor blades...
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like, $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil. Yeah, so she's not going to be.
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle. To pick the razor for you and use code RIDDLE and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades. He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned, or...
I don't quite know how it works.
Can you guys try and wake me up for the second half?
Yeah, we'll try.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Shh, snooze rooster.
Snoozer.
Yes, snooze a rooster. You touched that rooster.
You just bopped it on the head.
Crazy.
Bop it. You just bopped that rooster on the head.
That man just bopped that rooster to death.
I was trying to snooze.
What was the, what rooster is Elvis? What's Elvis rooster?
Hey, buddy.
Fuck?
You gotta fucking snap into it.
Guys, come on.
No.
You guys know what I'm talking about. What's Elvis Rooster?
What's Elvis Rooster?
What are you talking about?
This is bullshit.
You guys have seen this movie. Elvis Rooster.
Movie?
Yeah.
I'm getting even more confused.
Come on.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, will you Google on. Elvis Rooster?
Hold on. Animated movie. Rooster is Rooster.
Are you
Elvis.
Talking about Foghorn Leghorn?
No.
Are you talking about Chicken Run?
No. There's movie Rooster Elvis Shake Hip Farm on Farm Rockabilly.
This is the worst fucking sideburns. Charades game that I've ever played.
Rockadoodle Doo? Is that
Rockadoodle Doo?
Adel, I will never make you wake up before 2 p.m. ever again.
Is this
I don't
from
think
1926?
It's
what the fuck is happening, Rockadoodle Doo?
Come on, that would have been Jazzadoodle Doo. Everybody knows Elvis invented rock music.
Well, Adel, nobody knows what the fuck that is, so instead we'll just do a riddle. Here's the riddle. This one is coming from Marty. Thank you so much for submitting them. Again, Marty submitted a bunch, but we've already done them because this was in 2018. Here's
oh, my God. Marty submitted riddles? JBZ, we have to go back.
To 2018? Yes. Do the riddles? Marty, it's your cousin, Chuck. Here's the riddle. What fuels billions... is home to many and dominates the earth.
Easy. Showtime.
Showtime.
Showtime fuels the
selfish
TV show Billions.
Yes. Showtime fuels Billions, is home to many great characters like Ray Donovan, and dominates the earth with a 1% market share
Bugs.
Of what people are watching.
Bugs houses.
Bugs. Aaron, I like that answer because there are a lot of bugs on the earth, and I guess you could say that they dominate the earth, but what are we fuels billions? What are bugs are used for fuel?
Yes.
Is it?
That's what bees do. They bring fuel to the flowers.
Wait.
Honey is fuel.
Does the U.S. have over a billion people? No, right? It's
no.
Like 450 million? Because if it was
adult, maybe 330, and okay. It's definitely not over a billion.
Well, because I was going to say maybe it's Dunkin', because, you know, America runs on Dunkin'.
Yeah, so I guess
for now.
Yeah, you take America. Does Dunkin' exist in foreign countries as well? Because you could maybe get to a billion.
No, Dunkin' Don't. Here's the thing. We got a lot of messages because we talked about Dunkin' Donuts in a Patreon episode. And Dunkin' Donuts in other countries is pretty unrecognizable to what we have here, or they don't have it. Like, when we read all the breakfast menu stuff, well, you did on that episode. People in London were like, "What the hell are you talking about? There's what, where, and why? There's bagels there." They were very confused.
And in Australia, Dunkin' is called Hungry Jack's.
That's insane. In Canada, it's called Tim Hortons.
But no, it's not Dunkin'. I think McDonald's also didn't McDonald's used to say like 3 billion served or something like that? Wasn't that?
Oh
their,
yeah.
Like, yeah, slogan for a while, but no, it's not that. It's not a restaurant.
Okay.
I would also hate it if it was is home to many, and it's like McDonald's is the answer. It's like, oh, that's
well, that's what
depressing.
Sean said once. Remember, I asked him what his favorite fast food was, and he like said like Wendy's or some shit, and I was like, Sean, what about McDonald's? Like, you eat there a lot, and he was like, that doesn't count. That's like eating at home, and I was like,
oh no.
Oh!
Aaron, get out of the house. Aaron, get out of the house.
I'm going. I'm packing up all my shit. Well, why do I have so many dolls?
I see an Aaron silhouette and lots of lines behind it. So she ran fast out of frame.
What is it? Serving billions?
It fuels billions, mm-hmm. is home to many, and dominates the Earth.
Our solar system.
Dinosaurs?
It's not dinosaurs. Aaron, I like solar system as an answer, because I like to imagine like the solar system dominating the Earth. Like, the sun's like, yeah, you orbit me, motherfucker. Like, you don't go anywhere, I don't say.
Yeah. I have a scene idea.
Okay.
You two are dinosaurs. And you're sort of trying to decide what goes into a time capsule for the humans to find.
Okay, Velociraptor, we need to figure out what goes into this time capsule. I'm going to put some of my leafy greens that I pluck off of treetops here.
No. Brachiosaurus, don't you think that if you put those leafy greens in the time capsule, they're all going to shrivel up and die by the time someone, let's call them the humans, open the time capsule?
You might be right. Let me
eat I'm going to put one of my raptor claws in the time capsule so humans can use them as tools in the future.
Ooh, that's not a bad idea, but don't you need that raptor claw to hunt and scavenge?
That's true. I guess I can't put one of my precious claws in the time capsule.
I got it. I think I got it.
Okay.
Let's fucking fart in this bitch.
But Brachiosaurus, a dinosaur fart is the grossest, most nasty, gnarly, dangerous thing known to mankind. You would put a dinosaur fart in a time capsule, the humans would simply die when they opened it.
They'll call it oil and use it.
Huh?
Okay, hold on. Pause.
Wait, no!
No, I'm going to pause it. You can jump back in a second. All I'm going to say is that this is not the first time I've watched two guys do an improv scene, and it ended with one of them suggesting they fart in a box. And unpause.
Okay. So we fart in the time capsule, bury it. Let's just say thousands of feet under the ground.
Uh-huh.
It turns into oil over many centuries. Mm-hmm. And then the humans use that oil to destroy the rest of the planet?
Yes, that sounds right.
So our evil dinosaur plan comes to fruition. We'll wreck the environment for the humans and kill them all. Let's see, it'll only take probably... Yeah, I mean, it shouldn't take any more than like 4,000 or 6,000 years of civilization for the humans to kill themselves, right?
Hey guys, it's me, Crocodile. What are you guys up to?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, what? You go back hanging out in the water. We're just hanging out up here.
Okay, this is hurting.
If we're being honest, Crocodile... We are going to fart into this time capsule buried under the ground and kill all the humans. We'd invite you to come and play, but you don't. I don't think you fart.
Yeah, and also, Crocodile, I just have to say, you're not built to last. You're so low to the ground, your mouth is held shut with like half a pound of pressure. Like, you won't be around much longer.
Yeah, you're not going to survive very long, Crocodile.
Couple things. First of all, girls fart, okay? Second of all, hashtag
girls fart.
Okay, I'm learning something.
Hypothetically, if crocodiles stick around by some weird nightmare miracle, I'll call it.
Sure.
I don't want to have to deal with your fart nonsense for the next several thousand years.
Aw, come on. You know that Pterodactyl would be into it. Hey, Pterodactyl. Take me back.
Nah.
And she flies off.
Call me, maybe.
Okay. So let's get this straight, Crocodile. You think that you're going to survive for, you know, as long as it takes for the humans to come about. Okay, if that happens, I'll fucking sprout feathers out of my back, lay a bunch of eggs, and be just enslaved by all of the humans for all of existence. That'll happen.
Oh my God, you accidentally manifested something. I'm walking away. I don't want to smell your farts.
Are you? It's so slow, or it's really fast, but just in a straight line.
That one.
Okay.
Same.
Crocodiles are fun.
I just love the imagery of a crocodile saying, "Girls fart." Very satisfying.
Wait, you guys. So
yes.
my brother-in-law, Mitch, sent me a video of my niece trying to...
Not to your niece, to Mitch.
To Mitch. He is... She knows all the animals now, and she's pointing to them, and there's a crocodile, but she can't quite get the word. Can I just play you quickly?
Aaron, she knows, sorry, she knows all the animals.
Ready? That's how she said crocodile.
Sounded like she said chowder.
Yep, hear it one more time.
She said tea chowder.
She got zebra.
She got Zumba and chowder. What strip mall are they at?
Yeah, she crocodile's a little bit tricky and can't
That's
quite get it.
That's a hard word.
That is absolutely adorable.
Okay, so I don't necessarily know that you were close, but I guess maybe when the crocodile ran away at the end of the riddle, you were getting closer to the answer of this. What fuels billions is home to many and dominates the Earth?
Water? Oceans?
Water! Yes. I think the Earth is like 75% water. It fuels billions and is home to many of fishes and crocodiles.
I would like to see, what are all the elements? Wind, fire.
Heart.
Water. Land.
Funky. Yes.
Earth, fire.
Earth,
wind, fire.
Okay, Earth, so wind, fire, water.
I want to see water. JPC will be water. Adel, you can be whatever other element you want to be. And we're all at Thanksgiving dinner, and water's just like so self-important and thinks that they're better than us.
A toast, friends. A toast to myself.
Oh, my God.
Bringer of life. Okay, come on. Bringer of life. Wetter of lips. To here, to all of infinity, to 75% of the Earth, total domination. I'd like to shout this one out to water. Water, Merry Thanksgiving.
You're toasting to yourself with a glass full of yourself.
And I'm drinking it, and I'm going to put it right back into myself.
I may be wind and full of air, but even you are just insufferable.
Wind, you're basically farts, and I will take this one, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, stay in your lane, farts.
All right, I guess I'll go next.
Yes, please.
And since you set the tone, I'll toast to me, to fire. May you burn anthropology candles and
marshmallows.
Marshmallows.
Sorry, I'm getting water all over you. I'm sorry about all the steam. Wind, that could be your domain.
I'm actually a chemical fire, so water won't do anything. Maybe need some sand, some earth.
Ooh, look who went to college, chemical fire.
Oh, my God. The sexual tension between us is palpable. What do you think, Fart?
I mean, yeah, look, I'd watch it.
Look, we've tried it, fire. You're a chemical fire, I'm water. It doesn't work out.
That's not what we asked, Fart.
I'd watch you too. Yeah.
Farts.
That's not what we're doing here.
That's not.
I'm into it.
Farts.
Let me just pull up a chair.
No, farts.
All right, cut. Sorry, everybody. We had to cut. The sound guy just came.
I'm so horny for this porn.
come free, come all. Wind is farts.
Wind is farts.
Oh, man, I'm going to be laughing
you,
about
thank
that
you so much,
all weekend.
Marty. For sending in that last riddle. All right. You guys ready for the next one?
Yeah.
This one is one that we've never done on the show before. And I would say that we probably have never done this on the show before because it's so fucking bad. Here we go. This one is from Jack. Jack, I don't know if I should thank you for sending this in, but I guess courtesy dictates that I do. Thank you for sending this in. A man tells his wife he is going to buy 2 chocolate bars for $2 each. He doesn't leave a tip and there are no taxes. But when he pays, it costs him $5. How is this possible?
The candy bars were Kit Kats, and each piece is $2. And of course, we all know Kit Kats come in. No, wait, that's Twix. Hold on.
I don't know how you're going to make this work with 2 candy bars that cost $2 and a Twix or a Kit Kat.
Can you read it again? I feel like I'm missing a keyword in the beginning.
You're probably not. But a man tells his wife he's going to buy 2 chocolate bars for $2 each. He doesn't leave a tip, there are no taxes, and when it pays, it costs him $5. How is this possible?
Here's a few things I've noticed. Aaron, thank you for having him reread that. One, nobody tells their wife they're going to go buy candy bars. That's a sociopath.
I'd be like, oh, you're going to cheat on me.
That's a sociopath's move.
That was your panic move. You're about to cheat.
honey, I'm going to be gone for 3 hours. I'm just buying 2 candy bars for $2 a piece. That's
why
all
don't we just
on.
Break up if you're going to cheat?
What is it, what, American Psycho, where I'm going to go return some VHS tapes?
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen that movie in forever.
That's a dead indicator that he's not doing what he said he's doing.
I also want to point out, they shouldn't have to. It seems obvious that no one would tip for a candy bar. So why are they telling us he doesn't tip? Is that part of the clue that he doesn't tip for a candy bar?
Yeah, I guess it's just because that could be your answer. Be like, oh, well, he just tipped an extra buck. But it's not that.
Oh,
it's
shit.
Not that he tipped an extra buck.
I have to run to several Jewel-Osco's and make amends with the employees.
Is that
where
you're buying candy bars?
Oh, yeah.
But also you need to buy, like, groceries at all.
No. Yeah, no. I there's nothing that makes me feel like more of a big shot when I buy a king-size whatchamacallit and say, keep the change, you filthy animal.
My mom sent me a bunch of chocolate from the Hingham candy store that I loved so much growing up for my birthday, and it's been a goddamn delight. If you want to, because they'll send it all over the country, you should order from Popolo's in Hingham. Absolutely amazing fudge. And I'm not even a sweets person, but their candy is so good.
I used to have a Popolo when I was a kid, a stuffed animal. Was that a Popple?
I have a question. If you go into like a CVS or like a 7-Eleven or something, and you give them $5 for a candy bar, and then you say like keep the change, or you know it's for something, and you say keep the change,
yeah.
Doesn't that just knock their drawer off of their count for the rest of the day? Like, aren't they fucked now? Because you have to count down your drawer at the end of your shift.
I actually know the answer to this.
Oh yeah.
A lot of times that goes into like the take a penny, leave a penny thing.
Okay.
I know that some convenience stores and like gas stations will use that for the cost of like if someone walks in and they're homeless or they can't afford like they don't have enough cash for the gas.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Like I think it goes to mostly good use. Also, I'm sure that sometimes employees will pocket the difference in the money and like use it as a personal tip.
I'm trying to remember
because
I used to work at a storage place and I would like you'd have to count down your drawer and at the end of the day and the fucking thing that was the worst is if you counted down your drawer and you were like $2 short or something because you're like, fuck, like, how am I going to get this $2? But I don't think I ever counted down my drawer and I was like up some money. I think that also I would be stressed about that too because I'm like, I either forgot to fucking put something into the system or something where I'm going to be like fucked over by this.
Can I do a quick PSA on how to not be an asshole really quick? Because this
yes,
just brought
of course.
Back a memory. So I worked at Nordstrom for like years, different Nordstroms. And say we would like close at like 9 p.m.
Close at 9 p.m.
If you decided to stay and shop past that time, every single person on that floor can't go home until you're done shopping because we're not allowed to open our registers to count the money when there's customers still in the store because, like, hypothetically, they could have just be waiting to steal money. So, but Nordstrom floors, like, especially in some of the bigger cities, are huge because there's so many different sections.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, one, you're shopping and you're like, there's tons of other hours in the day. You can shop online. You can come back. And it would always be like one lady who is so entitled and she would stay like an extra hour and a half and 20 employees are stuck on like, I would miss improv shows sometimes because like, they'd be like, weren't you supposed to get off work 2 hours ago? And it'd be like, this one rich lady is in here and she wants to try on every fucking coat in the store and I'm just sitting here. It's horrible.
That sucks.
I do know that from working in restaurants, if a restaurant, let's say it closes at 10, around 9:30, if you go in the restaurant, that's when the food is the best. So if you really want to get the best possible food in a restaurant, go in 30 minutes before it closes.
So smart.
And that's when you sit down and get a table. That's when the food is choice.
Ooh, is this spit in my food? Yum. JPC, I might know the answer. Is it something where, so the guy's buying 2 candy bars for $2 a piece, but he pays $5. Is it something where it's like an American man in England and like the conversion rate?
That is a better answer, I think, than what the answer to this is. Yes.
Okay.
He's paying like a different currency or something.
Yeah, yeah,
that, yeah. That is a great answer, but it is not the correct answer to this.
I don't know.
Can you give us a hint?
This... The answer to this is so infuriating that I don't even know like what hint I can give.
Is it like is it like a joke answer or is it like a is it like the he saw what he saw?
No, it's I kind of want to just let you guys know because And then we can maybe talk about why this is one of my least favorite types of riddles. But it's here's the answer. The man only speaks in rounded numbers. The chocolate bars are actually 249, so added together, they'd be 498 or $5. So he's rounding down on the price of the chocolate bar and then paying up. But the idea that the man only speaks in rounded numbers is like, this man's brain is broken.
That's,
like,
that's if not a candy an
bar
answer.
If a candy bar is $2.49, then you would say... It's $2.50 or it's $2.50, right? Like round up to 50 cents.
Yeah, I feel nothing.
That is.
I'm numb now. I'm numb to riddles.
Dead stop. Dead stop. That's maybe the worst riddle we've had. Do we need to take this to riddle court?
Is this we gotta go.
Yeah, I guess we have to take this to riddle court, don't we?
Boom, boom. All rise for Judge JPC in riddle court.
All rise, all rise, all rise.
Greetings, greetings, everyone. I apologize. I just came from a Halloween party. That's why I am dressed up like a serpent.
I'm dressed up like a snake, too, and I'm typing it all down.
Just to be clear, I did not go with the stenographer to this Halloween party. We came from separate Halloween parties.
It was the same street, but yes? Different Halloween parties. We are in love.
Whisper,
dating. We are not in love. No.
Whisper, in love. Whisper, in love.
I am completely sexually impartial.
Your Honor, I'd like to take this riddle to court, but first, I must address the elephant in the room. Clearly, you and the stenographer are in love.
Now, if you want to address the elephant in the room, you will speak directly to the bailiff who was at a Halloween party. I know it's December.
I'm an elephant.
A Halloween party on the same street, but a completely different Halloween party. I am sexually speaking, I am completely bipartisan.
Your Honor, as the defense attorney who doesn't really want to get to my part, because there is no defense for this kind of riddle.
I'll allow it.
I would like to keep the focus on you, the stenographer, and the elephant that was dressed like a snake as well. Your bailiff is an elephant, sir?
My bailiff is a Babar-esque elephant creature who was dressed as a snake for a Halloween party on a separate house on the same street that me and the stenographer, who are in a sexual relationship. Hold on.
No more questions, Your Honor.
Oh, I'm going to jail. End of court.
Case closed.
End of court.
Case closed. No, but here's what I will say. Jack, thank you for sending that in, because it was awful, but we had never had it before on the show. So yeah. it technically checks
Jack,
all the boxes.
Jack, let's take this outside. I'd like to fight you.
Okay, here's this next one. This one I really like. This one is from Sarah. Sarah sends in the following riddle. Two penguins are sitting in a canoe.
Cute.
In the middle. Honestly, cute. K-E-W-T. Cute. Two penguins are sitting in a canoe in the middle of the desert. One turns to the other and says, "Where's your paddle?" The other penguin replies, "Sure does." The first penguin nods and turns back around. Why did the second penguin respond this way?
Because he only speaks in rounded numbers.
Mm-hmm. So Sarah and Jack are coordinating riddles.
Where's your pad?
Oh. Where's your paddle? Is that what it was?
Where's your paddle?
Where's your paddle? It sure does.
It and sure does.
Why did that penguin respond like that? Is it something
he's dehydrated and hallucinating?
I will also say, Sarah ends this email by saying, "Sarah from Minnesota." So is that a clue? I don't know.
Lakes?
It's not a clue. Oh. Sarah is from Minnesota, though.
Okay.
I like Minnesota.
I've said it before. Minneapolis is the cleanest city I've ever been in.
It's really fun.
I could
it's
eat off
there.
The streets. Let's see here.
That's where Carleton College is, right?
Oh, the Minnesota? Dance? The
no,
dance
my friend
from the
went
Fresh Prince?
I think that's where it is.
You might be thinking of West Philadelphia, born and raised.
So two penguins are in a canoe in the desert? Is that right?
Yes. Two penguins are sitting in a canoe in the middle of the desert.
One turns
to the other and says, "Where's your paddle?" The other penguin replies, "Sure does."
Is it something where it's like the first penguin has a lisp and... he's saying, "There's your paddle," but with a...
No. That penguin is definitely saying, "Where's your paddle?"
Okay.
It's not a lisp situation, but Adel, that's a very good guess, and it's like adjacent to the answer.
Like a Barbara Walters penguin.
Mm-hmm,
where's
mm-hmm,
your paddle? Okay. Let's see. It's adjacent.
How about right before he says, "Where's your paddle?" He goes, "Hey, would this piss you off if I said it? Where's your paddle?"
It sure does
piss me off.
The very first question the penguin asks is, "Want to hear something that makes no fucking sense?" Aaron, that's a very good answer. I love that answer. Today, it's not the correct answer.
Okay, so the fact that one of them had maybe a lisp was adjacent to the correct answer. So it does have something to do with the speech pattern of the first penguin.
I guess maybe speech pattern. Yes, I would say that is a good speech pattern. It has something to do with.
Is it like a Yoda thing?
His name, the penguin's name, is Where, and he goes, "Where's your paddle?"
No,
does look like my paddle.
An excellent guess, but no, the penguin's not name is Where. I can give you guys a couple clues that might be helpful.
Well, wait, are they both the Danny DeVito one?
No, these are not twinguins, so to speak. So,
and twinguin.
The clue here is it does not matter that they are both penguins. It doesn't matter that they're penguins. The dash is a fun part to make us say cute. It does matter that they are in the desert. So penguin part don't matter. Desert part definitely does matter.
Sandy? Penguins?
Yes. That part is definitely, like I said, it's definitely matter.
I don't know.
So is it like a mirage situation?
They're sitting in a canoe in the middle of the desert. One turns to the other and says, "Where's your paddle?" The other penguin says, "Sure does."
Sure does. Where's your paddle? Sure does.
And why does the second penguin respond that way?
Sure does. Where's your paddle?
Tell us.
Sure does.
So Adel was close with like... And Aaron was also close with like syntax or punctuation, which yes, maybe punctuation has a part to play, but I would say that what has more of a part to play is spelling.
Where's your paddle? So is it WEARS?
Yes, absolutely. That is correct. It is where's your paddle, because paddling through the desert would wear your paddle down. And the other penguin would say, "Sure does," because of course.
Oh my God.
Yikes, bikes.
Oh my God.
I want to see a scene. JPC and Aaron, you are two penguins in the desert. And you're obviously out of your element. You're used to being in around ice and snow and water. And the two of you are clearly losing your mind.
Hang on.
Marilyn, can I be honest with you?
Yeah, what's up?
You know how we mate for life.
Yeah.
I wish I had never fucking met you.
Oh, my God.
I wish I had never fucking met you, Marilyn.
You know what? You know what? Okay,
look
so
around.
When I was in school growing up, all I heard was when you have babies, the male penguin will sit on the egg and will take care of the baby, and male penguins are good fathers. And I meet
the
one penguin who's the worst penguin father that ever did live.
Where are we
just
here, Marilyn?
My luck.
Why are we here? You said there's gold in the desert. I said, we're penguins. What do we do with gold? And
we
now
create
look where we
a
are.
Future for our children, where they don't have to just get married to the penguin next door.
Children hate us because we are Trump voters, Marilyn.
And suddenly you stumble over a time capsule that must have been there for thousands of years.
Oh, look, gold. See, I told you there's gold, and I'm sure it smells great.
Marilyn, I'm only going to ask you once. Did you beef it in the canoe?
Did you beef it in the canoe?
I accuse you, j'accuse!
J'accuse of you, you penguin
you
fuck!
Of you, penguin! I love you so much.
What would I do without you?
I would make a million penguin babies with you, even though
I love you, but I love money even more, which is why I voted for Trump. Despite how shitty I know he is.
Our children do not
talk to us.
And scene. I'm opening the box.
Scene. JBC, I have to say, I have to give credit where credit is due. That was the best Jerry Stiller impression I've ever heard.
Oh, thank you so much. I also do think that Aaron and I maybe have done that scene together 300 times on the show.
We
so,
love it. We love being a contentious couple.
If you can find the other examples of Aaron and I doing that same scene, please let us know. We'll put them together in a master cut, and that'll be our holiday episode. But speaking of episodes, we're at the end of today's episode. Thank you so much to everyone that submitted those riddles back in 2018. Hey, and if you are one of the people who submitted one of those riddles back in 2018, you found it and you listened to it, let us know, because I would love you respond back to that same email. I would love to know that that you are still listening and that we kept your attention for 100 and something of episodes. But this brings us to a very important part of the show, and that's the part of the show where we talk about other stuff that we're doing that is not the show.
Yep.
Aaron, do you have anything that you would like to plug?
Just follow me, Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram. I got some stuff that maybe you'd want to see, maybe not. I don't know, but you can follow me and, follow me there. Adel?
Yes, first thing I want to promote is sleep. Always important to sleep past noon. Very, very important. A few other things I want to mention are the three of us hosts. We're on a podcast, one of our favorite podcasts, called Man Now Dog Podcast with Dan Lippert and Ryan Rosenberg. Please check out our episode and all of their other episodes and their Patreon, as it's one of our favorite podcasts. It's just fantastic.
And they have free episodes as well for that show, so you don't have to be a patron to listen. You can listen to their free episodes.
Yeah, so check out the free ones, see how you like it, and then you're going to want to subscribe to the Patreon. Oh, yeah. I was also a guest on another one of my favorite podcasts called Here's the Situation with TJ Jagodowski and Rush Howell. It's a lot of hypothetical questions. It's a fantastic show, so please check out my episode and all their other episodes. I was also a guest on Bloke Busters podcast talking about Star Wars. If you're into those movies, please check that out. And then from Charlotte, JPC CLT, your favorite city, I did a podcast as part of Queen City Improv Theater. That was called Bat Boys Podcast, where we do the improv form a bat, and it's all sort of an audio soundscape, and I had a great time with those guys. So please check out all those podcasts.
Very cool. If you want to find more stuff from me, you can follow me at Twitch at Shark Barkman. Hey, if you got Amazon Prime and you really hate Jeff Bezos and you want to give me your Prime subscription for a month, come over to twitch.tv/sharkbarkman and give me a subscription and watch me play some video games. We have a lot of fun over there. We have a little community going and brewing and brouhaha. And you can follow me on Twitter at JPSoFly. And that's kind of everything that I'm doing right now. So,
JBC, are you brewing people who support you on Twitch?
Okay, Aaron, very funny. Enough time for the show. That's enough to good times. Aaron, what is the say a planet?
I think JBC is murdering his
Jupiter. Okay, goodbye, everybody. End the show. Casey, end the show. End the show. End the show.
Sleep forever.
Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. Marty Parrish is the Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey, Arts and Crafts. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We play Adel's world-famous game, World Famous. You can hear that plus our entire back catalog by joining the Clue Crew for $5 or the Review Crew for $8 at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.